USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent. A security officer at the Cal State Polytechnic campus in Pomona, California, was stabbed to death yesterday. His body was found in his truck shortly before police were called to the campus about a man acting strangely. L.A. County Sheriff's Lieutenant John Carina says officers responded and fatally shot the suspect, who may have been an employee of the college.
Some people said they recognized him as a custodian working here on campus, so we're trying to confirm that.
A vigil was held in Maryland last night for the five lives lost in Thursday's mass shooting at an Annapolis newspaper. Marjorie Rock was at the scene of the shooting when the gunman opened fire. She tells ABC News she saw one of the victims lying on the ground.
Seeing him deceased there, knowing that he was just at work and he was expecting to go home that night, he won't go home again, and that bothered me.
The suspect who was arrested had unsuccessfully sued the newspaper years earlier for defamation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Breaking news from our friends at MyPillow. We just got this in. It's a great deal. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, you'll get two premium MyPillows for one low price, plus free shipping. Now, are there any two greater words in the English language when you're shopping online than free shipping? Nah. I've been telling you, my sleep's improved dramatically. Now you can experience the same kind of restorative sleep I've been getting from MyPillow. You'll enjoy the best night's sleep of your life. MyPillow comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Try it, don't like it, return it. Also a 10-year warranty, machine washable and dryable, made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for one low price plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, enter promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Be sure to use promo code USA, 1-800-951-8175. Call now.
President Donald Trump spoke about the deadly Maryland shooting for the first time yesterday.
My government will not rest until we have done everything in our power to reduce violent crime and to protect innocent life.
Mr. Trump made his comments at the White House during a previously scheduled celebration to tout what he called his economic miracle during his time in office.
6 months of new jobs, bigger paychecks, and keeping more of your hard-earned money where it belongs, in your pocket.
There's a report that the president was pranked this week by a former sidekick to Howard Stern, who posed as Senator Bob Menendez on the phone, convincing the White House to have the president return his call from Air Force One. The two reportedly talked about immigration and the president's Supreme Court. Politico, citing a source in the White House, said the administration has been scrambling to figure out how it happened. Such a call would raise troubling security issues. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
President Donald Trump was grilled by the press on Air Force One about upcoming plans for the week, including who he will nominate for the Supreme Court. USA's Wendy King has more.
President Trump tells reporters on Air Force One he plans to announce his nominee to replace retiring Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy on July 9th. He was asked if he will interview those candidates about Roe versus Wade.
You know, they are generally conservative. I'm not going to ask him that question, by the way. That's not a question I'll be asking. But it is a group of very highly talented, very brilliant, mostly conservative judges.
The president says two women are on the list of at least five potential nominees. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Another indication that midterm congressional elections are more important than ever as Democrats mobilize to combat Supreme Court decisions. In the Democratic Weekly Address, Congressman Matthew Cartwright of Pennsylvania discusses his new legislation that he says would protect the ability of public employees to form, join, or assist unions without fear of reprisal. The bill introduced this week after the U.S. Supreme Court decision restricting unions from collecting fees from public sector workers who don't want to join the union.
This decision enables free riding by those who benefit from union agreements but don't want to pay their fair share. Labor unions give workers a collective voice to regular people to gain better wages, better health care, and a better future with a secure retirement.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.